This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Go to NowDecatur.com. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 14,612 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 168 additional confirmed deaths. Yesterday, Macon County officials reported 8 deaths. Officials also reported 98 new COVID-19 cases, bringing the total number of cases in Macon County to 5,701. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 621,383 cases, including 11,178 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
It's up to the FDA. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Pfizer will apply today for approval of the first coronavirus vaccine.
Many authorities are thinking that the first ones to receive it will be the first-line healthcare worker.
Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla tells the Time 100 Talks if they get the green light, those first vaccinations could come next month. The virus keeps surging. It's worse than ever. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has an update live.
Dave, the U.S. has seen more than 1 million new COVID-19 cases in just the past week, with more than 2,000 deaths added yesterday. It's why the CDC is urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving and not to spend the holiday with people from outside their household. CDC Director Robert Redfield says they are especially worried about this holiday.
Family gatherings where people become more comfortable. They remove their face mask and they get together, and it's a silent epidemic.
That from yesterday's White House COVID task force briefing, the first one in months, Dave.
Now, Tanya, a lot of states and cities have imposed restrictions again, like no indoor dining or closed gyms or theaters in some places. President-elect Biden says,
I am not going to shut down the economy, period. I'm going to shut down the virus.
And Biden says, when it comes to the president's post-election fight, the world is watching.
I think they're witnessing incredible irresponsibility.
Now, the president claims there was widespread fraud in 10 states, which Democrats dismissed. Trump campaign attorney Jenna Ellis told Fox Business,
the evidence that we already have, of course, we can prove in court. We're not trying this in the court of public opinion. We'll
Georgia.
Be trying this in a court of law.
Georgia's the last state to be called for Joe Biden.
As Secretary of State, I believe that the numbers that we have presented today are correct.
So Brad Raffensperger will certify them today after a week-long audit, giving Biden a 12,000-vote lead.
Like other Republicans, I'm disappointed our candidate didn't win Georgia's electoral votes.
America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SBBlackFriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
President Trump can still try for a machine recount in Georgia, as he also tries to block Pennsylvania and Michigan from certifying election results in Joe Biden's favor.
The Senate Majority Leader of the Michigan State Senate, along with the Speaker of its House of Representatives, are set to meet with President Trump today at the White House. Today's meeting comes as lawyers for the president are reportedly courting Republicans, who control state houses, to intervene in key battleground states to overturn the election's results. A move the White House has previously claimed is constitutional, but Republican Senator Mitt Romney calls it undemocratic. While the Biden campaign is warning the president and his legal team cannot, quote, overturn the will of the American people. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
There is another empty cell on federal death row.
Orlando Hall was given a lethal injection at the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. The federal judge had earlier stopped his execution over concerns about the drug to be used, but that reprieve was brief. The U.S. Supreme Court lifted the stay and allowed the execution to go forward just before midnight. Hall was part of a group of men who abducted, gang-raped, and buried alive 16-year-old Lisa Renee in 1994 in retaliation, prosecutors had said, for her brother cheating them on a drug deal. In his last words, Hall told relatives and friends to take care of themselves and to tell his kids he loved them. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A scare for the family of a four-year-old Georgia boy who took the bus to school yesterday but didn't get there. The pre-kindergarten student fell asleep on the ride to Jefferson Parkway Elementary. The driver didn't notice and then drove home after dropping the kids off. A few hours later, the boy woke up and was then spotted walking down a street alone by a construction worker who called police. No charges were filed against the bus driver. On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
We mask for our customers, our staff, and the community.
This is Todd and Angie Mason of the Beach House.
Right now is a difficult time for restaurants and businesses like ours. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic.
But frustration and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community and our local restaurants is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing,
and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save local businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it?
Please do your part and wear a mask.
As far as I'm concerned, you could do this forecast about 9 times today, just for today.
Yeah, the today part's really good. Partly sunny with a high of 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 41. Chance of some showers late. For Saturday, mostly cloudy and rain later with a high of 48. And Sunday, 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy and a high of 46. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Buyers & Company. Angela will join us from the YMCA. Eric Halverson from Kroger will give away 3 of those Thanksgiving boxes, plus gift certificates to local restaurants from First Mid. The company starts now.
Buyers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Friday, and we have a lot to get to here today, including a stop from our old friend. Not that she's old. We've just been friends for a while. Angela Folk from the YMCA. Angela, before we start talking about the Y and any changes that are going on there, please tell me that at least you're a human being on Thanksgiving and that you will be eating all of the same really bad for you food that the rest of us are.
Absolutely. In fact, my husband and I were just talking about that this morning. We're going to go get some oysters fresh from in Springfield, as fresh as they can be from Springfield, to make my oyster dressing, not mine, my mom's, because I've never made it, but that's my favorite all-time thing of Thanksgiving. Just
yeah,
give me
you know,
a plate of oyster dressing. The more butter, the better.
Okay, there you go. You're a human being after all. I love it. The idea that you're going to get fresh oysters in Springfield, are they pulling them out of the lake over there? I've always thought
yeah.
that fresh seafood in the middle of central Illinois is sort of a misnomer. But good luck with that. Now, do you prepare the dressing separately?
Yes.
Okay. It was a thing for a long time. People used to put it in the bird. And I think that's
a
dangerous kind of thing to do if you don't know what you're doing. So be careful with that. What else is on your Thanksgiving menu besides the oyster dressing?
Well, this is, since we're doing it just the four of us, it's going to be all of our favorites. So we'll do like a 7-layer salad. We fry our turkey, and we've been frying our turkey since, oh my gosh, it's probably been at least a decade. It's the only way to go, in my opinion. Of course, green bean casserole. I do sweet potato pie because it's just better. And let's see, what else? Regular dressing for those who don't like the oysters. Mashed potatoes, gravy. Yeah, all the basics.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Now talk to me about the benefits of deep frying a turkey, because if you're in the news business, every year somebody's garage burns down or there's some sort of major sort of thing around this. There's somebody who will inevitably drop a frozen turkey into one of these things.
Exactly.
You got to be careful with that as well.
Yeah.
But what are the benefits of frying the turkey? What is it you like so much about that?
I like the crusty outside.
Okay.
And I like the flavor. So for a long time, I would inject it with different flavors, like one year with teriyaki, and then there's like garlic butter, but I like the teriyaki, or you can just do the rub. I just think it's so good. So it's moist, but not overly moist, and it's just perfect. I just think there's nothing better.
All right. And you, as you said, downsizing Thanksgiving this year, do you have plans to do any video conferencing with family members? Or are you doing anything from afar?
Oh, I'm sure my mom will give us some text updates, and she does like to FaceTime. I'm not a huge FaceTime person, but, yep, I'm sure that will all happen because my mom will miss the Rembrandt moment. She likes her Rembrandt moment. So
what is a Rembrandt?
It'll be all right.
What is a Rembrandt moment?
Oh, you know, the where Rembrandt the painter would get the families and all the perfect paintings of all the family members together. That's what she calls it, the Rembrandt.
I got it.
That's a momism.
No, I love it. You're the rare instance where your mom is more technologically savvy than you are. Generally,
I agree.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, she does Facebook. I don't.
I think it's great. We talked about doing maybe like a Zoom video thing that we can record to instruct other people how to do it. You know, because this is the crazy thing. You know, most of us in the business world are used to this over the last 9 or 10 months, is sort of how we communicate, how we meet. But there's still a lot of families out there that aren't quite sure how to get to grandma on that platform. But we're going to do something to help explain that. Now, after the meal is over on Thursday, will you go out and run 10 miles? Will you wait until Friday? You know, what's your way of counteracting all of the calories you're going to be consuming?
Oh, no, I'll sit and watch some football and do what everybody else does, just be a lazy couch potato.
I love it. The one day a year where you're an actual human being like the rest of us. All right, let's talk about the mitigation and the sure. tier that we're in now. What does that mean for the Y? I know you didn't increase capacity. You've kept things very safe, but it will mean adjusting a few things.
Yeah, so the biggest adjustment is going to be masks worn at all times. So that's the first thing I did today is I dropped everything off in the office, and I went and I kind of did my little cheerleading thing, and every single person that is in our Y at this time is donning the mask fully on the face all the way up to the nose, doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And so I just thanked everybody for doing that, gave them a big applause and just said thank you for doing your part so we can stay open, because I do feel that the YMCA is an essential business.
Well, I would tell you on the mask and working out thing, there's a local option and a non-local option that I have discovered. Under Armour makes a really good mask that was designed for athletes. But at Fleet Feet, though, they also have several versions of a mask that's very popular with people who run or bike or do things outdoors. Very comfortable. You don't feel nearly as restricted. And so for those out there that maybe aren't used to wearing one while they're working out, I would highly encourage you to check out Fleet Feet because they have some great options.
Well, I'm going to make sure that I recommend that to the people that are on the cardio machines. And, of course, I would much rather them buy it from Fleet Feet than
absolutely
going, because we got to support our small businesses locally for sure.
Yep, and a great idea for the holiday gifting for stocking yes. stuffers and that kind of thing for the athlete in yep. your life. They even have some with like the Fleet Feet logo, which is really cool and stylish. I don't know.
Yeah.
The mask thing for me is like it's not a style point. I mean, I've yet to sort of like buy them because of style. But
right.
I understand as it's become part of our life, that's kind of important to some people to be completely
yeah.
synced up.
I'm surprised that you don't have like the stylish ones that go with like all of your tennis shoes and your dress shoes and – you know,
listen, the workplace has changed. I get up every day now and it's like, what pair of sweatpants am I wearing today? And is it a flip flop day? Yeah, it's 64 degrees outside. It's going to be okay. But the mask thing for me is about comfort. I'm all about, I want the right feel. I want as much comfort as possible. And I get that, not everyone feels as comfortable, but I'm all about the fit and the feel and the comfort more than the fashion for sure. All right, so if people are thinking about holiday resolutions, you can't wait till January. We don't even know what January is going to look like.
Right.
You know, get a jump start on this thing. And for those working from home, and I think we're getting back to a place now, and over the next couple of months there will be more and more of this, much like we were in the spring when we were dealing with all of this being very new. I have found even just this week I'm not as active as I should be because it's harder to be in your routine, right? You get up,
yeah.
It's too easy to head to the couch. What's the best advice for people who find themselves back at home now, working from home? How do you slot that time every day to be active? You know, Lindsay gets up every morning, does a very early morning walk. It's important to have that as part of your routine now more than ever, especially heading into colder weather, which we're eventually going to get to.
Absolutely. So, you know, it just should be part of your schedule, like your work day. Or if you're a stay at home and you work from home, it just pencil it in, you know, and I do that here too. Because, you know, all of our lives have changed here in the last 8 months. So, and with responsibilities being a lot different than what they were, I've got it on my calendar. It's penciled in. So 15 minutes before it tells me, hey, you need to go do this. And that's what we do. And I'm encouraging everybody else here, leadership staff, to do the same thing. I mean, mentally, you just need it now more than ever.
And if you're the rest of the world, I can't remember the last time I actually held a pencil in my hand. You can even put it in your calendar on your phone. But getting it on your schedule and giving it as much priority as anything else, I think is key and essential heading into the holiday season. Now, how's the staff doing? I mean, clearly you've got dedicated people that are coming in there every day. They're hyper cleaning everything. They're being vigilant. How's the morale? I mean, how are the folks doing? I miss seeing them.
Well, we all miss seeing everybody in here, and you, and the WSOYMCA challenge, and I cannot wait until that starts again. Honestly, I'm looking forward to that because it is going to happen, and it's going to happen hopefully in 2021. That's kind of what we're looking for, is maybe summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm being optimistic. But I think our staff really rallies around times like this where we can come together and showcase what we do as a team. And, you know, when the Tier 3 mitigation came out on Tuesday, literally we just got together and I said, okay, this needs to go out. This needs to go out. Let's do it. And everybody just went into their mode and they just got it done. And it's so far pretty seamless today. We're doing really well. And so, my day is going to be just thanking everybody for doing their part and continuing to do their part so we can stay open.
Yeah, I know we're doing a lot of arguing as human beings right now, and I think we're going to have a tough couple of months. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But at the same time, there's daylight at the end of the tunnel. You know, with the news on these vaccines, we now see a finish line, right? And that finish line, there might be differing opinions about when that is and when it gets out to the masses, but we know it's coming. Right now, like training for a marathon or training for something else, we just got to get together as a team, do what we need to do to get to that finish line. But there is a finish line.
There is. And the more that we do it as a community, the quicker you're going to get that to that finish line a lot quicker. We just need to do it as a community.
I mean, I think back at the uncertainties of March and April and May, you know, when we just didn't know, you know, what was down the horizon.
Right.
Right now, there's good news, but that doesn't mean we get to start acting like we've always acted right now. We just set ourselves back. We stay safe to stay open, and we all team up to get to that finish line. And I know what people can do when they come together. You can move mountains. I know what individuals can do when they put their mind to something and have goals. You know this more than anything. It's what you do with your life is to help people set those goals and get to those goals. There's incremental steps to do that. I just wish everyone would take that mindset instead of fighting with each other, and let's just get to the finish line and do it as safely as possible. If folks want to find out more, what's the web address for the YMCA?
DecaturYMCA.org, or you can call 872-9622.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving. We won't be with you next Friday. Be safe and keep us posted. Angela Folk from the YMCA, one of the great people in this community who just, you know, you cannot even imagine how many lives she's empowered.
Oh, yeah. It's the way that she talks to people and shows by example. I remember the first time that I ever saw her was at the Civic Center during a the business expo or whatever.
Yeah, the Chamber Business Expo.
And watching her do like these stretches and these poses and all this different stuff, I was like, man, you know, it just really caught me by eye. And then getting to know her and her attitude and her positivity, she really does rub off on people in such a positive way. So you're right. I bet the numbers in the hundreds, if not thousands.
Yeah, and you know, I think about the small moments, you know, that make us happy, and I want to thank Tom Nolan, who literally delivered.
You got your card?
I got the email version of my card is there in the studio.
I thought you weren't even getting one in person. Remember, it wasn't.
But he did. He made the extra step of doing that.
That's
and
cool.
To me, it's always the official start of the holiday season. There's the a great. Well, you can't see it because I've got a background.
Oh, that's
here.
Cool.
Yeah, but Tom and Army and Riley and a great picture. Thank you, Tom. It means a great deal to me, and I really just it means a lot. And for people to still find ways to do those things, to be inspiring and kind to one another instead of just buying into this crazy conspiracy stuff. You know, we've always had, I guess, some of this. We seem to be at each other's throats more than ever, though. I just wish people could. Nick, we've got a finish line.
That's right. That's absolutely
it's down
right.
the horizon.
Right.
And the finish line might be 9 miles. It might be 11 miles. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know that, but we know it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, that has changed a lot of mindset. It has changed expectations. I mean, you realistically can start thinking about things you hadn't been thinking about, and there's a lot of positive. And much like your Christmas card thing, Brian, I set a Zoom meeting with a longtime friend. He's like 64, 65 years old, and we talked for an hour last night, just face-to-face, and just kind of talked about the things that we're going through and just caught up on life. And it was so happy for me. It almost brought me to tears because it was like, man, this is what life is. This is back to what life was before this. And you know, he told me his Thanksgiving, they're going into a large garage and they're sitting in like four corners because their older mom can't, you know, they're doing it that way. Outside, garage door open, bring your own food, you know, that kind of thing. And everybody leave out four different ways and they're trying to do their thing. And so you find this, this ingenuity and can do of showing the human emotion and all that. You can do it.
There's an old quote about necessity being the mother of invention, right? And you know, it really did sort of explain the American ideal to me. You know, that when men were shipped off to war, you know, women moved into factory jobs, you know, things that have to happen that aren't the norm because this is just what we do as people to get through something. I still believe, I really do, the vast majority of people still have that in their character, right? The fact that we, you know, a year ago, the holiday season, no one even knew what Zoom was. I mean, no one even knew. I mean, Zoom was a television show on PBS from my childhood. You know, that's what Zoom was.
Yeah.
And now it's just part of the lexicon because people have adapted and people have moved to be better. I get incredibly frustrated with just sort of just the mean-spirited gossip, the conspiracy people, I'm going to be obstinate all the way to someone else's deathbed. I do not understand. I it's not us. We're better than that. We really are as people. I do not blame social media. I've told you this forever. It's not social media's fault that people act the way they act. It's just a new platform for them to do that. Yeah, it's a little broader and more people see it. But it is not who we are as people. I just don't believe it is. I really don't.
It's not. And it's impossible to quantify how many people are making all this noise, but it's not most. It's some, and it's in fact, it's probably few, and sometimes that stuff stings the hardest or it rings the loudest. But overall, if you look outside your window in Macon County, Decatur, in the United States, you're going to see mostly people doing the right thing. I mean, most of the way.
And there was a really fascinating Peggy Noonan op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal today, and she's one of my favorite writers, earned her bones working for Ronald Reagan. I told you before, she wrote the Challenger shuttle explosion speech that's all to this day considered sort of one of the most presidential things ever. She literally talks about the John Birch Society, which I haven't thought about for a long time, but something that the Republican Party had within its ranks, and there were plenty of Republicans that said, you know, you just can't do this. And the damage that's being done right now, similar to what was being done in the 1960s with that John Birch Society, And, you know, people coming to their senses. And at that time, it maybe have been Barry Goldwater or William F. Buckley pushing back. And that's the damage being done yesterday in this press conference with Rudy Giuliani. I mean, everybody's going to focus on the hair dye thing, which, you know, I guess is, it's humorous or whatever, but they weren't focusing on what he was saying. And what he was saying was absolute nonsense. And then people buy into that. What we need is not to, for the conspiracy theory people that have always been conspiracy theory people. That's who they are. What we need is national leadership to stop doing it.
Yeah, that's for
sure. And feeding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
no question.
Feeding it. And what happens after. And she also has a couple of very interesting paragraphs. And the irony is that this election will be remembered for the president's attempt to sow chaos, not for what actually appears to have been, which was a triumph for America in the middle of a pandemic with new rules, historically high turnout, under the stress the system worked, and then also talking about what have been if the president had done things differently, you know, literally. If he had worn a mask, you know, if he had acted respectfully, if he had the intellectual, emotional, and spiritual resources to moderate himself. I mean, this could have been a landslide election for him.
Landslide. I mean, it wouldn't have been close at all. And that when he emerged out of the hospital and stayed the course instead of, you know, showing that he cared and he was human, that would have garnered a lot of these people that said enough is enough. He could have kept probably several million people his direction.
And that's the thing with all of these conspiracy theories about the ballots. I mean, how is it that Democrats contrived across major cities to help Joe Biden win, but yet they made sure Republicans won all these races down ticket?
Yeah, clearly won. I mean,
You can't have one argument because it contradicts the facts of the other side, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to rig an election... You mean they just rigged that particular election,
right.
And so they changed ballots somehow, even though once it's scanned, it's registered, but they didn't bother to change the down ticket stuff. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And everybody paying attention to what Rudy's hair was doing missed just the cray cray of what he was saying.
Yeah, he's been saying a lot of different things. He was America's mayor, you know, at one point, and now he's. He's the butt of a few jokes and who what he's saying.
Well, but not to the people that buy into it, and not to the people. And once again, there's an excellent Forbes piece about that study out of Denmark, and including advice from the lead researcher behind that study that you should absolutely be wearing a mask. So you are using a report from the spring. In a place where COVID was not widespread and most of the participants didn't actually even follow the rules as evidence saying I'm right when the researcher behind that study is saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in today.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times we just look for confirmation of an inkling that we think we have.
And we don't even have to go beyond a headline. All we really want is just the headline of the confirmation. Mm-hmm. We don't want to really go into the details. That's disappointing. But I still do believe, look, we have a vaccine on the horizon. Mm-hmm. They have done something that has never been done in the history of humankind as far as the speed and the ability to create this. Now, is it moments away? No, it's months and months away. But there is a finish line now. And we should now be embracing each other and saying, here's what we have to do to get to that finish line without silly loss of life or just reckless causing of loss of life and everything in between, long-term health implications, everything. We just talked about it with Mark Tupper in the last hour about how dicey college basketball is already. I mean, before it is now even started. If you think they're in on the conspiracy, I mean, it really says more about you than it does them. They're doing everything they can with the resources mm-hmm. to do what they can, right?
Right.
And it's still in trouble right off the bat.
Right. And you know, you made a very good point. There's a light at the end of this tunnel, and a lot of these resources are going to start trickling down to us, you know, the rapid testing, the vaccinations, the stuff like that. And we're watching the challenges of the ones that are well-resourced, have everything that they need, and it's still trying, but We can just hang in there. We'll be all right.
And before we go to the break, what they need to be doing in Washington, D.C., instead of all this silliness, is getting money into the hands of these small business owners, these restaurant owners. I don't care if you've got to print money. That's what this country ought to be doing, getting us to that finish line, including every single person who owns and operates a small business. We'll take a break for bottom-of-the-hour stories and news. We get back, Eric Halverson from Kroger, and we'll give away some gift cards from First Mid. Don't go anywhere.
Stories now. Governor J.B. Pritzker gave an ominous prognosis this week regarding COVID-19 deaths in Illinois. Over 11,000 people have now died from COVID-19 and related illnesses within the state. Pritzker said the deaths from the virus could dwarf the death totals from the initial spring outbreak. COVID-19 is now the third largest cause of death in Illinois. Pritzker stated the models project that without additional mitigations, daily COVID-19 deaths would at least match the previous spring wave and could even rise up to 4 to 5 times that level. Pritzker said the death rate in rural areas of the state is skyrocketing. Illinois has surpassed the 600,000 mark in total cases since the pandemic began. Half of those cases have been reported since the beginning of October, when the second wave of infections began. The holidays are one of the busiest travel times of the year. The Decatur Police Department is reminding motorists to buckle up and drive sober to make sure that everyone gets to the Thanksgiving table safely. Motorists will see an increase in safety patrols from November 20th over the holiday season through the early hours of November 30th. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. With efforts failing in court, the Trump campaign may ask Republican legislatures in states won by Joe Biden to ignore the vote and appoint electors who will back the president in the Electoral College. President Trump meets with the GOP leaders of Michigan's legislature today. His attorney Rudy Giuliani claims a coordinated effort to rig the election.
It was a national conspiracy. It wasn't just 3 states, it was 10 states.
He tells Fox's Sean Hannity proof is coming. President-elect Biden says President Trump is totally irresponsible. The drug company Pfizer is asking for emergency approval of its coronavirus vaccine.
CEO Albert Bourla did not give a timeline on how long approval may take.
We will be ready within hours from receiving the email or the fax of the approval to start distributing.
He told the Time 100 Talks that the first people to get the vaccine will be frontline healthcare workers, then people in high-risk groups.
Fox News, I'm Jay Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our 6 convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be partly sunny with a high near 64, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 41 and a chance of late showers. For Saturday, mostly cloudy and rain later with a high near 48. And Sunday, 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy and a high of 46. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Never would have guessed back in the 1980s that this Tears for Fears song would be sticking around all these years later and still be relevant. That's kind of hard to believe. Here we are on this Friday morning. Time now to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Thursday, and the Dow was up 44 points to 29,483. Investors continue to balance the economic and health concerns surrounding the surging coronavirus infection rates and mixed economic data. Weekly initial jobless claims rose to 742,000, up by 31,000 as businesses continue to struggle. On a positive note, new home sales rose to a 14-year high high during October, up 4.3% from the prior month. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.48% and the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.46%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.42%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 1/32nd, yielding 0.841%. Gold futures were up 80 cents at $1,862.20. Crude oil futures were up 26 cents at $42 a barrel. Currently, the Dow is trading at 29,420, a negative 62 points. ADM at 48.40, Ameren 78.87, Caterpillar 172.01, Norfolk Southern 243.79, PPG 143.10, Tate and Lyle 34.39, and Mueller Water 11.73. And founder of the Girl Scouts, Juliette Gordon Lowe, once said, "Right is right, even if no one else does it." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We will check in with you Monday morning. Nick, a quick programming note. Monday, we'll have our regular show. Tuesday is our annual holiday auction, and that is an opportunity for local people to support our local businesses. We'll have all kinds of things at reduced prices, great gift ideas for the holidays, and so we'll be doing that on Tuesday morning. A little different than we've done in the past, clearly, video conferencing and everything else involved, but looking forward to that on Tuesday. And then you and I will be in Wednesday, and then we'll be off, of course, Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday, and then back at it the following week. I want to encourage everyone. We realize it's tough. You know, I've had Thanksgiving dinner at my parents' home since I've lived there, right? And then moved out, and all the years, subsequent years. I hate the fact that I'm not going to be able to spend Thanksgiving Day with my mom and my dad and my brother and sister and their families. I there's nothing enjoyable about it at all. Nothing. But I know there's a finish line. And I know that what we're doing now ensures that next Thanksgiving we don't have to do this, right? Next Christmas we don't have to do this. Next year maybe there's concerts at the Devon Amphitheater. You know, maybe there's high school football. Maybe there's all of these things that we want back in our lives. But the only way we're going to do that or get there and get there without losing a whole lot of people, it took 10 months for 200,000 people to die in this country. We're going to double that in less than 3 months by February if we don't get our act together. We look at the deaths, 8 yesterday in Macon County, 8. 3 men in their 60s, right? I don't know about you, but I don't feel like people in their 60s are on their way out, even to the callous people who have kind of written off senior citizens as being acceptable to lose during this pandemic. And I just feel like if we all just button down, right, and do the right thing, right?
Oh, no question. 60 is not old. And 60 is, you've got plenty of life left. And 30,
I don't buy it's 70. I mean, 80. If you're taking people's life a month prematurely, let alone years, you know, it's just not worth it. So we sacrifice. We do what we can. What can we do? Not gather in groups for Thanksgiving. You know, if you look at the positive test rates, and it's not just here, you know, we have weekly calls with our markets. Neuhoff Media is in Decatur, Illinois. We're in Bloomington Normal. We're in Springfield. We're in Danville. We're in Lafayette, Indiana. And every single market is going through the exact same thing. This isn't a Mayor Wolf problem. This isn't even a Governor Pritzker problem. You've got a Republican governor in the state of Indiana who has put fines in place and mandated mask wearing. It's the same everywhere. So get out of your circle. If your circle is, I'm mad at the mayor, or I'm mad at the city council, or I'm mad at the governor. I every day we get these Facebook posts, I can't wait to get out of this state. Good luck. Where are you going to go? Because right now in the 50 states of the United States of America, there were 2 holding their number steady. One with a slight decrease, that's Hawaii, and you can't even get in there if you choose to move. And the rest of the 50 United States of America are all seeing tremendous increases. Hospitals are being strained everywhere. Where are you moving to?
Yeah, there aren't places. And I've got to tell you this, that if you think about when they say that you go to events that end up being super spreader events, it's one thing for it to be a concert among strangers or an event, but it's another if you super spread to your own family. I mean, that would be your worst case scenario.
And once again, this virus doesn't care about your political affiliation, your relationships, who you're related to, whether it's a stranger or a loved one. It doesn't care. It just exists. And even if you find it hard to believe any and all of that, what is it really hurting you to sacrifice just a little for everyone else? Just a little.
That's not much of an ask. And protect your own family.
No one's asking you to pick up a rifle and go overseas and fight a war. It's a mask, for crying out loud. It's missing what we've missed all this year, which is the comfort stuff in our life, and it's sucked. I don't know anyone who said, hey, this is what I want to do. Not at all. So when we get back on the other side of the break, Eric's going to join us from Kroger. They have Thanksgiving already prepared for you, right? And for, like, we're doing it this year. I mean, like, we are doing Thanksgiving completely different than we have for the entire time we've been together, because it was, we always go to my mom and dad's, and Lindsay would go out to the farm, and these are just sort of routines. And now all of a sudden everybody's got to worry about, oh, I have to prepare a Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah, that's tough. And Kroger, man, they keep their shelves stocked. I've got to tell you, they've been lucky and fortunate to get all the stuff we've needed.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll talk to Eric, and we're going to give away three of these, okay, today. So at least we can take that worry off your plate if you're in need. Now, if you're not in need, don't try to win this.
Yeah, you don't need a second spread. That's double the work.
Don't be this caller going, what did I win?
Oh, no.
Don't do that, okay? I think what we'll do is we'll do one on social media, right? And we'll do two on the calls, and I'll explain to you how we're doing that during the break. But Eric will join us on the other side of the Marquee Coffee break, which you can also get at Kroger, by the way. I got boxes of K-Cups coming in handy.
All three Kroger locations here.
Absolutely. Marquee Coffee, the magic is in their beans.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful custom cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you within budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
With record low inventory, low interest rates, and climbing demand, this isn't a buyer's or a seller's market. This is everyone's market. Now's the time to start planning your next move. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, Brinkhotter Realtors has the team and resources you need to get started. Call 217-875-0555 or visit Brinkhotter.com today. Our technology, expertise, and network is your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. Brinkhotter.com.
Cataracts affect 50% of adults between 65 and 74, and the effects can start as early as age 55. Cataracts may be common, but that doesn't mean they can't be corrected. At Gailey Eye Clinic, we understand that every eye is slightly different in size, depth, and curvature. That's why we offer a customized, tailored treatment just for you. See the world clearly, the way it was meant to be. Schedule a consultation for cataract surgery at GaileyEyeClinic.com. Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you.
You're listening to Fires and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush.
Back here on a Friday, how much of this music that you play every day do you know and are familiar with?
I would say 96% of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes take it for granted that you would have been more, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air era, other than the squeeze.
But I have older siblings, too, so the house sounded the way, siblings of your age, so I know those sounds.
Okay. Good to hear. Good to know. Eric Halverson joins us, our good friend from Kroger over in Indiana. They are so gracious to host our food drive every year and not only support it financially, but with all the resources that they have at the Kroger store on US 36. And Jeff Tate and the group there do an amazing job. Eric, how are you this morning?
Well, doing very well. Thank you very much. I'm pleased to say that I've been able to avoid what's going around, and our office has become kind of a ghost town as we have people working remotely just to try to make sure we don't contribute to the spread. So we're doing our best, and remarkably, people are staying pretty healthy in our office, I'm happy to say.
Well, that's good to hear. Your frontline workers here in Decatur are doing an amazing job. You know, they certainly have looked at them differently, you know, over these last 10 months than ever before. You know, we was kind of lumped in, you know, first responders, sure, as, you know, like emergency room nurses and paramedics, and I think the grocery store frontline workers now enjoy that status with people. And I want to thank you on behalf of all the community for keeping people safe and doing the right thing. Now, talk to me a little bit about what Kroger offers for these first-time chefs, you know, people who have never had to prepare a Thanksgiving meal, because for 20 years they've been going to their parents or grandparents, and now all of a sudden they've got to worry about their immediate family. You guys have the perfect answer.
Yeah, it's an interesting opportunity to develop some appreciation, I think, for our home chef meal kits, because I know how intimidating it can be to prepare a full Thanksgiving dinner. I know when I was growing up, my mom and my grandma would create a tag team to put dinner together, and it was something they worked on for, well, probably for days to make sure they had everything in place. But with the home chef kits at Kroger, we have basically everything you need, from the turkey or the ham or a combination of the above with all the sides you might want. So we're trying to make it as easy as we can for people to deal with the challenges that have been imposed on us this year.
Okay, and so we're going to give away three of these. What exactly are we giving away?
Well, Jeff Tate at the Airport Plaza store has created a package that is basically the top-of-the-line meal. So there would be the meat and several sides. It's the equivalent of roughly a $70 investment in the meal. So Jeff will be able to take care of everyone with the top-of-the-line home chef meal kit combination.
Okay, and if people are interested in ordering this, you can order ahead of time, right, through Kroger.com.
Yeah.
Very easy to do. You pick out all the things you want, and they can order it ahead of time. But when is the cutoff? I mean, clearly Thanksgiving is, you know, next Thursday. How long can people take advantage of this?
I'd say if you're interested, get into the store or go online now, because the demand is up. Jeff told me about the demand being up at his store. So it's definitely a timing issue, and the later you wait, the more likely it is you might not get a turkey. You might have to opt for a ham or a smoked turkey or a turkey breast. We have everything you need, but you might have to accept a different combination the longer you wait. So the optimum idea would be to go online and order that way, or go directly in store to talk to the manager there. But you have through the 22nd if you are determined to wait until the last minute. And it is going to be busy. The pickups of the kits will probably begin at, say, Monday or Tuesday. Most of them will be picked up in the early part of the week, but actually a third of them are picked up on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so there will be a rush, and the sooner people get in, the better.
All right, well, we will get the names and information of our winners to you so that you can get those to Jeff Tate and they can communicate directly. I thank you very much, Erica. This is a great service for people out there that just say, hey, I don't want to burn the garage down trying to deep fry turkey. I want a nice, safe meal, and this is a great option to do it. To you and your family, Eric, have a great Thanksgiving, and stay safe, and we really appreciate you. Thank you very much. Eric Halverson from our friends at Kroger in Indianapolis, and we've got – you know what? Let's just give all three away. I was going to do one on Facebook, but people have to coordinate this, and they got to pick what they want, and we want to get them in touch with Jeff as soon as possible. So as we head into the end of the show, we will give all three of those away.
Yeah, that's excellent. You said top of the line, the meat and all the sides.
Well, I didn't realize you could choose between turkey or ham, yeah. And you know, you get it, like, you know, some flexibility there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, We talk about the luck that we have in our community about being a giving community and sharing community. The only reason I know who Eric is and know him for a few years is because he and his company have made it a point to give in our community and make a difference. I mean, there's no other reason for me to know him, but I've gotten to know him in that way. And we can't thank Kroger enough for what they're doing.
Well, you know, they've been involved from the very beginning at the food drive, and Eric is maybe like the third sort of person in that job since then. And the great thing is it keeps translating to the next person. You know, we had buy-in almost immediately, and then even bigger and bigger buy-in. And not only do they let us use the parking lot and all the resources they have, but they always bring over a lot of money to invest back in our community as well. So it's a different year for them, too. I mean, it's a different year for everybody. I think about these people that work there as being these frontline workers. I'm not sure everybody's as patient as they were. I mean, for a while, everybody was like, these guys are heroes.
Yeah, and they still are. I mean, they still are. I saw a picture online that said, I think it was, is it Time that does Person of the Year? It's Time, right? Not Life. Time had a survey up of who should win Time Person of the Year. And it was like Anthony Fauci and all these different people. And then pictures of just frontline workers, you know, like nurses and cashiers and stuff like that. It's like collectively, I mean, those are our people of the year still right now, and more so right now even than back then.
Yep. And it is just amazing that they are out there, and that's the real danger right now, you know, is knocking down those front lines, you know, whether it's teachers, whether it's nurses, whether it's supply chain, you know, truck drivers, you know, that's the danger of what is an infrastructure we have grown to count on, but we've never experienced this in our lifetimes and this danger to that infrastructure.
Yeah, when it collapses upon itself, you look around and you go, man, there is nothing on the shelves. There is nowhere to go for help. There's none of these things. And getting those infrastructures right back in place and being able to thrive during the worst we've seen it in our lifetime is
amazing. I know. And a lot of life is illusion, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, we have the illusion that in a normal year, if we go to the Decatur celebration, it is a safe place to go. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the simple math is there's not enough law enforcement that if that crowd decided to turn and go bad for them to be able to do anything about it.
Exactly right.
And that's the exact analogy of what's happening or dangerously close to happening in our emergency rooms and our hospital systems and with EMTs. You saw the fire department in Springfield, what happened over there. You know, that's what is so different about this than any other thing we've faced.
Yeah, and taking that analogy one step further, what you realize that when these large masses of people do the right thing, the illusion holds, you know, and so doing the right thing is really the other stuff is just there as a bumper. It's the blue thing inflated in the rails at the bowling alley.
Absolutely. All right. Let's take one last break. We'll come back. I got some more stuff to talk about here. And then at the end of the show, we'll give away those three Kroger boxes for Thanksgiving from our family to your family, thinking about you this holiday season. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today is going to be partly sunny with a high near 64, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 41 and a chance of some showers. For Saturday, mostly cloudy and rain later with a high near 48. And Sunday, 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy and a high near 46. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:52. And this look at your weather is brought to you by Woods Basement Systems. For everything basement-y.
I wear a mask for my community and my patients. This is Tanya Andrix of Crossing Healthcare. The mental and physical health of this community is my number one concern. And I get it. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic. But frustration and worry and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing, and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save our businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it? Please do your part and wear a mask.
We mask for our customers, our staff, and the community.
This is Todd and Angie Mason of the Beach House.
Right now is a difficult time for restaurants and businesses like ours. We are all frustrated and tired of this pandemic.
But frustration and anger won't make it go away. The only way to help our community and our local restaurants is to practice social distancing, proper hand washing,
and to wear a mask when you're in public. If everyone did their part, we could not only save local businesses, but save lives. Isn't that worth it?
Please do your part and wear a mask.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Next week, as we head into the holiday, your internet has never been more important, right? And when your internet is faster than fast, there's no going back. We're going to be video conferencing on the holiday, right? No one wants to see grandma buffering. You want incredibly fast, reliable internet speed, whether it's for your TV, your tablet, your phone, your gaming system, your smartwatch, your smart speaker. Heck, even your fridge and your thermostat. It's never been more important. Faster here, there, nearly everywhere. Gig speeds available from coast to coast, because everyone should be able to surf, stream, and game like never before. It is our communication pipeline to the rest of the world, more so now than it's ever been in our entire life. So you need Wi-Fi that puts you in charge. XFi was built to handle everything you do, reach farther than ever, and give you more control of all the ways you Wi-Fi, only with the XFi Gateway modem and router. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. Trust me, this is just one thing you don't have to worry about. Gig speed is a game changer. That tablet, that laptop, that TV, that phone, that smartwatch is your access to the outside world. And all of the extra added security, which gives you the peace of mind knowing that someone's not coming into your house through your refrigerator. Things your parents never had to worry about. All right. Only a couple of minutes left. We will have the auction, as I said, next Tuesday. Tune in Monday to get a preview of all of the different items that will be up for sale on Tuesday. And then we'll wrap up the week with Wednesday's show, and then into the Thanksgiving weekend. I will be giving away 3 of these Kroger boxes, Nick will let you know how you access that when you are the winning call. Wonder Woman, Christmas Day?
Sure.
1984?
Yep, I'll watch that, and I'll watch some NBA.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm wondering what else is... You know, now is the ball rolling that there will be more and more of these announcements, right?
Yep. You didn't accept Trolls 2. You got to accept Wonder Woman.
Yes. I mean, if you're not a household full of small kids, you're probably not as interested in Trolls 2 as you might be a more mainstream thing like Wonder Woman 1984.
Yep.
So that's going to be on HBO Max. Once again, if you have HBO Max, if you have HBO, it's free. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're paying for HBO already, you just download the app. But there's a great reunion, 30th reunion special with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that is worth watching. It's really, really well done.
Yeah, I can't wait to check that out. I got a new Xbox last week, so that's taken up some of my time.
All right, tell me what's the demand on this. Is it the PlayStation?
PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X are so hard to get right now.
Is that what you got?
I got the Xbox Series X. I haven't landed a PlayStation.
And why is it so hard? Why is it the Tickle Me Elmo of 2020 heading into the holiday season?
Well, it's been 7 years since the last generation of consoles, not including the Nintendo Switch, and then just the supply. There's not much supply. There just really isn't enough parts. And they've botched every drop that they possibly could do getting them to the customers, so that's part of it.
Okay, so this is kind of like the Star Wars Christmas toys from 1977, where you end up getting a cardboard promise.
Right, that's exactly right. A lot of scalpers that now have bots can order in seconds and beat you to the punch.
I am so glad I don't have to count on any of that.
That's right.
Being game-free is a way of life in some ways, not being caught up in all that. Well, I wish you the best of luck. All right, what callers do you want to give away here for the Kroger giveaway? We have 3 winners we're going to pick today.
Well, let's do callers. Let's do 1 for a quick draw. Let's do 8 and 13.
Callers number 1, caller number 8, caller number 13 at 875-1340. is the telephone number. And each of those, first caller, eighth caller, 13th caller, will win one of these $70 value Thanksgiving pre-prepared meals for your family from Kroger. Thanks again to Eric. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available at Nowdecatur.com, the Nowdecatur app, our social media, the iTunes store, anywhere you get your podcast. Enjoy the weather today. Have a safe weekend. Please, folks, the finish line, we can see it. We just got to pull together and do the right thing. We'll be back with you on Monday, bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great weekend.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Northeast Community Fund is working with the Decatur Police Department to investigate instances of unauthorized withdrawals. Executive Director Angel Lawrence stated in a press release that the organization recently discovered that the Northeast was a victim of fraud with regards to a checking account at First Mid-Bank and Trust. The release stated Decatur Police Department has been in constant communication with Northeast regarding persons of interest outside the organization, and the nonprofit organization has taken appropriate action to close the compromised account and recover funds. Lawrence said the organization wants to reassure the community at large that their donations are secure and being used to support clients and programs.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.